There is a small chance that in the process of your FC-3000 suffering a catastrophic failure for which no legal liability can be assigned, you may arrive in a time frame different from the one you were expecting. We recommend proceeding through this chart first to better orient yourself in your new period in history. So there's a flowchart here that goes across four pages, and I'm going to walk you through it so that you can figure out what time period you're in. It begins with the statement, "So, you've been stranded in the past." And then it asks, "Has the Big Bang happened yet?" So look out your window. If it hasn't happened yet, you are before 13,799,000,000 BCE, and now technically predate the creation of our universe. You'll probably want to stay inside your FC-3000 time machine. If the Big Bang has happened, ask yourself, is there a planet where Earth is supposed to be? If no, you are between 13,799,000,000 BCE and 4,540,000,000 BCE. Yes, this is a colossal range of time. No, there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, we're certain. So if there is a planet where Earth is supposed to be, the question is, are you being subsumed into molten lava while standing on it? If yes, follow-up question, does the Earth have a moon? If it does, you are between 4,500,000,000 BCE and 3,800,000,000 BCE. Check out the moon, it's spinning in its orbit just like Earth. That's pretty cool. If Earth doesn't have a moon, you're between 4,540,000,000 BCE and 4,500,000,000 BCE. A protoplanet is going to slam into the Earth soon, which will create the moon, so heads up on that. So if you're not being subsumed into molten lava, then the follow-up question is, are you suffocating in a heavy carbon dioxide atmosphere? There's three possible answers, yes, no, or how can I tell if it's carbon dioxide I'm suffocating in? If it's yes, then you are between 3,800,000,000 and 850,000,000 BCE. If you live long enough, the atmosphere will eventually have enough oxygen for you to breathe. You will definitely not live that long. If your answer is, how can I tell it's carbon dioxide I'm suffocating in? The question says, well, look, can you breathe the air or not? If you can't breathe it, you're in that time period we just described. If you can, there's a follow-up question. Are there any animals on land? Which is also what you get if you say you're not suffocating. So are there animals on land? If no, you are between 850,000,000 BCE and 530,000,000 BCE. It's going to be pretty lonely. Hey, good thing this book is so long, huh? If there are animals on land, the question is, what about plants? If no, then you're between 530,000,000 BCE and 450,000,000 BCE, but at least you'll have some weird animals to keep you company. If the answer is yes to are there plants, the question is, are there dinosaurs? And there's three possible answers, yes, no, and I mean there's birds. If you answer the bird one, the question is, okay, but are there the kind of dinosaurs that you'd see in a museum? And you can answer yes at a bird museum, at which point you're told, see, this is why nobody in the present wanted to hang out with you, and you're brought back to the are there dinosaurs question. So from there, we have no or yes. If we say yes, you are between 232,000,000 BCE and 65,500,000 BCE. Watch out for asteroids. Also, dinosaurs. If there aren't any dinosaurs, the question is, are there mammals running around, yes or no? If no, we know that since mammals evolved while dinosaurs were still around, this means you have arrived before dinosaurs showed up, between 450,000,000 BCE and 232,000,000 BCE. If the answer is yes to are there mammals running around, the question is, are there humans and or Neanderthals around, yes or no? We'll come back to this and follow yes in a bit. Let's follow no for now. If it's no, we know we're definitely after 225,000,000 BCE. Question is, do you know what continent you're on? And there's several options. There's Antarctica, the Americas, Europe, Australia, Asia, Africa, and I have no idea. If you have no idea, we could narrow this range down by trying to figure out how advanced the mammals around you are, but honestly, being alone in this time without any humans to help you means you're probably not going to last long enough for it to be worth it. Sorry? If you're in Africa, you're sometime before 250,000 BCE. If you're in Asia, you're sometime before 80,000 BCE. If you're in Australia, you're sometime before 46,000 BCE. In Europe, you're sometime before 40,000 BCE. In the Americas, sometime before 14,000 BCE. If you're in Antarctica, the question is it warm enough to survive? If yes, you're sometime before 15,000,000 BCE. If it's not warm enough to survive, you're sometime between 15,000,000 BCE and 1947 CE, which of course is the date when permanent bases were first established there. This is a huge range of time to be alone on a continent covered in ice, but good news, you won't be around for most of it.